Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Andy, thank you. Thanks for joining us.
You're in the most important state right now, so I'm happy to talk about any of the issues you want to talk about.
Well, I think this station's the most important in the universe at this point, but that's, I always say, when I wake up, I think the show is, now the station is. But Andy, thank you again. Thanks for being with us. You are a great guy to talk with on a day like this, periodically, to show how far Biden-Harris inflation has gone. David Brooks did it, I think, at the airport in New York. But others we had here locally would show what they paid at a fast food restaurant, of various sorts. And people would say they're making it up. They're getting the highest type of thing. And we really ran that down. Obviously, it was true that it even hit fast food. So here's the question for you. Someone who has been inside supply chains, giant thing, all this stuff. What's the best way to get to the average American when she goes with this today and dismantle it?
Well, you know, just sticking to fast food for a second, there was a survey about a month ago where the 78% of Americans said they now consider a fast food meal a luxury item purchase. And when I ran CK restaurants, I ran it for 17 years. We had restaurants in 40 countries outside the United States. And I used to go to some countries where fast food actually was a luxury purchase. Like people would go to a Carl's Jr. in Singapore on the weekend to show get the California experience, and they'd pay higher prices. And it was like a big deal. But I remember thinking back then, that'll never happen in America. You know, that's not the America I grew up in. It's not the America we had in 2019. Fast food shouldn't be a luxury purchase. You shouldn't be shocked every time you go to the grocery store or the gas station. Your savings account should be able to cover an emergency expense. You should be able to buy a house. It should be the American dream, not an impossible dream. And we've had 3.5 years of economic policies that have put all of these rational, low-cost purchases almost out of range. And you can't fix it by going in and saying, well, the government's going to come in and we're going to fix prices. Now, I think, which is what Kamala Harris is saying now, we're going to stop the gouging. There's two problems with that. One is there was no gouging. If you look at there are two measures of inflation, the PPI, the producer's price index, and the consumer's price index, CPI. And if you compare the two, so you look at what businesses were paying, how they were experiencing inflation, and how individual consumers were experiencing inflation because of what businesses charge, they're both up about 19 to 20% over the term of Biden's presidency. Nobody was gouging anybody. Businesses were passing on the expenses that they had to incur because of the ridiculous spending that was done during the Biden administration, which Larry Summers, who's kind of the Democrats economist emeritus, warned would happen. We'd have inflation we haven't seen in a generation. Well, we got it. And it was because of the American Rescue Plan, which was ridiculously named, and the Inflation Reduction Act, which was tragically named. Both bills, the tie-breaking vote for both bills was Kamala Harris. They're her bills. Mm-hmm. Without her, we would not have those bills. And so the inflation that people are experiencing is directly tied to her policies. And she's trying to come up with anything apart from the policies that the Biden administration had and apart from the policies that President Trump has, because she can't adopt too many of President Trump's policies, or people are going to say, why are we voting for you? But apart from those policies, which we know work, the Trump policies, and the Biden policies that caused the problem, she's got to come up with something. And so what she's come up with is the same solution that they came up with the Soviet Union and Venezuela and China. The government's going to come in and set prices. And it's hopefully Americans can see through that. If that was a good idea, if there really was gouging, if this was the solution to businesses gouging, which honestly wasn't happening, but if it were happening and this was the solution, why didn't she just walk 20 feet down the hall and, you know, knock on Joe Biden's door and say, let's put in place some price controls?
Well, that's the first thing. That's the first question
with inflation.
That's the first question of what they could have done. Why not do that? That politically resonates. As you may remember, Richard Nixon, of all people, tried this abysmal failure. And I don't know that she's really meaning this. All right, give me your thoughts, Andy. Now, what do you think the appeal is and how to blunt this? The $25,000 down payment thing if it's your first home.
Well, obviously, what she's trying to do is appease. There are a lot of people out there that would like to buy a house, particularly young people. And they're very upset with the interest rates and the low supply in the market of houses. Now, that's obviously interest rates are up because of inflation. That's Biden-Harris. And nobody's building houses because interest rates are high, and you can't build them profitably. So you're not getting a lot of new houses coming in, and people are hanging on to the houses they have because they used to have when they bought them during the Trump years, they had really low interest rates. So people are hanging on to their houses, no new houses coming on the market, and even if there are houses, you can't afford them because interest rates are so high. So she's trying to come up with something where she can say, oh, I'm going to help you. I'm going to take $25,000 per person, and you can then go out and you've got it. It'd be easier for you to buy a house. I think what people will probably realize is that if everybody has $25,000 making it easier to buy a house, if that actually works and more people buy houses, when there's more demand for a product, what happens to the price of the product? Well, it goes up. So you lose a lot of the benefit of having a $25,000 extra down payment because the price of the house goes up. The second thing is, where is all this money coming from? Like, who do we think comes up with that money? You think this is like Kamala Harris? It isn't her money. She's not going to be contributing. You know, she spends, I like to say she and Biden spend like drunken sailors, but that's an insult to drunken sailors because the drunken sailor at least is spending his or her own money. They're spending our money. When Trump came out with this, we're not going to tax tips. We're not going to tax tips for waiters and waitresses and hotel workers. The left came on screen. This is going to cost $100 gazillion billion, you know, over the next 10 years. And Trump's a terrible person. Well, all of a sudden we're going to do $25,000 per person to buy a new house. And nobody's saying, hey, you think that'll increase our $2 trillion a year deficit? You know, by the way, we were screaming when it was $1 trillion under Trump. Now it's $2 trillion, and we're just going to absorb $25,000 per home purchase. How about that $35 trillion in debt that we have? Where does this money come from? Well, it comes from those same working Americans who are out there trying to survive every day, who want to buy these houses, want to have an easier and a better life, don't want this inflation and high interest rates. And these kinds of policies, they may appeal to people emotionally. This may, you know, who knows? This could be successful. Maybe people aren't as smart as I think they are. But if people think about this at all, they're going to see right through these proposals. Every one of them would make the situation worse. And they're all pandering to people's emotions to try and get their votes. The solutions aren't there.
Absolutely. Andy, thank you so much. What's your main focus right now? Is it Trump campaign, America First Institute, Heritage Foundation? What are you up to now?
Well, I think AFPI, the America First Policy Institute, Heritage Foundation, we're all focused on getting President Trump elected. This is such an important election. As I said, Pennsylvania has played a key role in protecting our economic freedom and our individual liberty throughout our 250-year history as a nation. You're playing the key role again. This election comes down to Pennsylvania. If President Trump wins Pennsylvania, we will be out of trouble. We'll get the policies that had us thriving back in 2019. If Pennsylvania goes the other way, I fear for the future of our country.
Hey, Andy, when you're talking with them,
to try and get President Trump elected.
I agree with you. When you're talking to Trump or the other people, I try to do my best with Jeff Fay and Drew. I'm taking all my chips, to your point, Andy. I'm pushing them into the table. Wow, what about this? I'm winning Pennsylvania because I believe all things being equal, I win Pennsylvania if it's Trump. He's going to win the presidency then. You got to win Pennsylvania.
Yes, I agree 100%. Which the best news in the campaign so far was the first decision that Kamala Harris made as the nominee really took the what could have won her the election, and she sacrificed it. She didn't pick Josh Shapiro, which I think told Hamas everything they needed to know about who she would be as a president. But she didn't pick Josh Shapiro, which would have made a big difference in Pennsylvania. I don't know if she still would have won it, but it would have made a difference, and she decided not to do it. I think that tells you everything you need to know about that campaign and that candidacy.
Andy, thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time. Bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.